In Britain, say the name Alan Partridge, and everyone knows who that is. An airheaded, funny, and entirely fictional broadcaster.
That was a majestic voice. You can keep Jesus. As far as I'm concerned, Neil Diamond will always be King of the Jews.
British comedian Steve Coogan has been playing Partridge on radio and TV for more than 20 years. Recently, the character made a successful leap into British movie theaters, and critic Bob Mondello says that in Alan Partridge, the movie, he might be able to leap the Atlantic as well.
Both on the air and off, Alan Partridge is quick, he's gimmicky, he's full of himself, and he's got no filter. None at all.
Cows don't have hymens.
Absolutely correct. Cows do not have hymens, just a partially open cervix. The time is 10:22. Right.
Partridge
now
is a personality on a small-town radio station full of personalities, all of whom worry about layoffs when the station is bought by a cost-cutting conglomerate, especially late-night host Pat Farrell, who asks Partridge to stick up for him at a closed-door board meeting. Alan does, after a fashion.
Pat's audience is old. Old people, much like dogs, are blindly loyal. And if Pat hightails it to Cedar FM and they follow, you've got a great exodus on your hands. A Grexodus.
Yeah, but we bought Cedar FM as well.
I did not know that.
Then glancing down at papers on the table, he realizes he and Pat are the only two names being considered for layoffs, and his tune changes.
The point is,
you're talking about Pat Farrell.
Thanks. Pat Farrell is a great guy. He's always the first to speak up at union meetings.
When Alan's comments get Pat sacked, Pat grabs a shotgun and takes the whole staff hostage, still thinking Alan stuck up for him and is his only real ally, a notion that Alan is happy to encourage, especially when he realizes the audience potential.
And, what I believe is a world first. I, Alan Partridge, a hostage, broadcasting live from a siege at gunpoint.
Pure class, Alan.
And today we'll be asking, what was better in the olden days? Okay, Pat, shoot. Start speaking.
All of this, smarm, cockiness, cowardice, pettiness, is by now second nature for comedian Steve Coogan, who has spent much of his career either giving life to journalists, as he did recently in Philomena, or mocking them. The mockery is scattershot here, more sketch comedy than situation comedy, despite a situation you'd think would dominate. Alan Partridge is so easily distracted, though, and so self-serving that even a siege has to be all about him, whether he's accepting undeserved compliments from his boss.
You are the face of this siege.
I am siege face.
Or soliciting compliments from his manager.
He likes me, Lynn. Jason Tresswell likes me.
Is that you, Alan? Are you okay?
I've got to be quick. Pat only thinks I've borrowed his phone to play Angry Birds on the toilet.
Well, of course. What is it?
It's a computerized bird-throwing game.
No, I meant...
I'm joking, Lynn. Enjoy me. Everyone else is.
Among the film's more inspired moments, a police chase that moves at a snail's pace, some weirdly genital-free full-frontal nudity, and a hostage negotiation in which Alan Partridge can't resist playing to the crowd.
What's it like in there?
Scary, stressful, lots of shouting. A bit like being married again. there's a crazy person running around with a gun, so it's a lot like being married again.
Ron Burgundy, eat your heart out. I'm Bob Mondello.